What do Mozart, Beethoven, Brahms, and Strauss polkas have in common? Hi everyone, I'm Alistair Willis, music director of the South Bend Symphony Orchestra. I began conducting at Bristol University in England, continued my studies at Rice University in Houston, then at Aspen and Tanglewood. I've held assistant conductor positions with the Cincinnati and Seattle Symphonies and guest conducted all over the world. If I had to name two career highlights, they'd have to be working with Yo-Yo Ma and his award-winning Silk Road Ensemble and receiving a Grammy nomination in 2009 for Best Classical Recording. When I was younger, several inspiring conductors helped make music come alive for me. Music became more than scales and black and white notes on the page. Suddenly it had meaning, interest, depth, excitement, and I couldn't get enough. Since then, one of my favorite things to do is return the favor for others, in concert, pre-concert talks, or podcasts. Today, I'm going to share some insights about a unique and innovative concert experience that I created a few years ago that combines classical music with theater and multimedia in a meaningful and entertaining way. I've always loved theater and love putting concerts in historical context, surprising and delighting with a script, a character or two, to create a concert experience that comes alive in fresh, new ways. I invite the audience to suspend their imaginations and enter into the historical world we're creating, feel immersed in and connected to the music, and be moved by the powerful impact of live performance. Over the past few years, I've created several programs along these lines. The one I'd like to talk about today is called Vienna's Riches, Through the Eyes of Sigmund Haffner. I first presented this with the Sinfonia Boca Raton, Florida, and have adapted and expanded it for the South Bend Symphony Orchestra this Sunday, January 12th, at 2:30 p.m. at the DiBartolo Performing Arts Center at Notre Dame. It's part of our Alistair Presents series. In this concert, I play Sigmund Haffner the Younger, who's the nephew of Sigmund Haffner the Elder, for whom Mozart composed a symphony, number 35, known as the Haffner. I put myself and the audience in Vienna in the late 18th century, when I attended several important premieres at the Vienna Burg Theater, including that of the Haffner Symphony, all courtesy of my uncle, who was mayor. He knew everyone, and thanks to him, I too got to rub shoulders with all the great composers who graced our city. My script is largely factual, though of course containing some degree of appropriate fiction justifiable under artistic license. We begin the concert with music from Gluck's Orpheus and Eurydice, which was also premiered at the Burg Theatre in 1762 when I was 6 years old. By the time Mozart's Haffner Symphony was premiered, I was 26. I set the scene and describe each movement before playing them. Here's an excerpt from the script that sets up the first movement with, of course, the requisite Austrian accent. The Burg Theater was packed, buzzing with anticipation. We all stood and bowed when His Majesty, the Emperor Joseph II, entered. The Emperor's attention span was not very long, and he was notorious for leaving early, which of course meant we'd have to stand and bow again. Oh, the interruptions. Mozart himself was to conduct. He entered to our applause and began the music. It was the happiest beginning I'd ever heard. A musical description of my uncle's sunny disposition. But the wit, the laughter, the characters that jumped out of the music were altogether new, of a sophistication that none of us had ever heard. We listened, spellbound.
Thank you.
Mozart, of course, wasn't the only great composer to call Vienna his home. And the concert continues with my meeting other top names. Next is Beethoven, who came to Vienna for one reason, to meet Mozart. By this time, I'd had a career change, became the conductor of the fictitious VBBC, the Vienna Burgtheater Ballet Company, and was entrusted with the premiere of Beethoven's ballet, Prometheus. I adapted my original Florida concert at this point so that I could include dancers from South Bend's Southhold Dance Company, who join us on stage for the ballet's finale. After the intermission, we enter the joy and happiness of Vienna's dancing legacy. Here's another excerpt from the script showing how I involve, interact with, and engage the audience. Vienna quickly became famous for its extravagant balls and parties. I can't tell you how many times I staggered home just as the sun was coming up. The world's greatest composers provided us the dance music, full of twists and turns to keep us on our toes. On those rare occasions we needed to rest our feet, you know what our favorite game was? I tell you, it was Guess the Composer. And we were very good, except once. I still remember that night when none of us guessed the composer of this next piece. Let's see if you can. Thank you. So, any guesses? To keep you in suspense, I'll give the answer at the end of the podcast. Next, I regale with how I met Johannes Brahms. And we are joined by dancers from the Southold Dance Theatre for Brahms' Hungarian Dance No. 7. We end the concert by looking at the Strauss family's legacy, with a few polkas, a march, and of course, the beautiful Blue Danube Waltz. Johann Sr., Johann Jr., Joseph and Edvard Strauss's prolific talents had the market on light music completely cornered. Johann Jr. was known as the Waltz King and composed over 400 waltzes and polkas. Astonishing. The others were no slouches. Johann Sr. composed over 250, Joseph 283 pieces, and Edvard, well, we're not sure, certainly lots. He published a detailed catalogue of the entire Strauss family, which would have told us, had he not, out of jealousy, burned it. The Strauss family had their pulse on the times. Their music described everything. Our parties, our city, our river, shooting contests, fireproof safes, the Vienna woods, wine, women and song. There wasn't anything they couldn't or didn't commemorate with music. The Viennese loved gossip, or tritch-tratch. Could Johann Jr. write a polka about that? No problem. Here is his tritch-tratch polka. Thank you. wonderful music. We close our concert with the Blue Danube Waltz, or do we? Perhaps, in true Viennese style, we'll have an encore up our sleeves. I've enjoyed talking about Vienna's riches through the eyes of Sigmund Haffner, and I look forward to sharing insights about similar concerts in future podcasts. The answer to Guess the Composer? If you got Beethoven, you'd be correct. It was his Viennese Dance No. 6. Thanks for listening.